Just in case we decide to keep this for later. But in any case, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the African Gents.
Yes, sir.
We are back again.
Back again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
After hiatus.
Exactly.
Yep.
Proper one. But yeah, we out here. And once again, it's me, Daniel, there, joined by my brother.
And co-host, Dennis Odera.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we have... Yes.
Yeah, first of all, you're basically another co-host.
Of course, my
co-host, man.
Just here hogging episodes
for life. Man, let me tell you, I'm gonna be your chief guest. Title of chief guest. When on 100 episodes, I will be the chief guest on 30 something of them minimum.
Dope.
Yeah, rock up with a paybill number.
Mad.
That's calm. And we're joined again by Tim Odera.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me, man.
Ah, my guy. It's always a pleasure, bro.
Always a pleasure for me.
Thanks for coming through, man.
For sure. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Dude, our listeners love you, man.
Wow.
Every episode that we have.
Appreciate that.
Statistically, listeners are like
numbers through the roof. Literally.
Yeah, that's dope.
Fantastic. So let's get cracking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let's not beat around the bush because left guys in the cliffhanger last week.
Oh, yeah?
So let's get right to it,
Yeah.
Let's talk about Newcastle United.
Actually, that's exactly what we left off.
Yeah, that's the topic that was in my head, man.
No, then let's get to it. Let's get to it, and then we'll
exactly. Like, it's a sigh.
It's a sigh.
Yeah?
It's a sigh.
It's one of those. Yeah.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah.
So, my guy Tim, what's your take on the Newcastle takeover?
We've been here before, right? We've been here.
Yeah, I've been here.
Man City, Chelsea. Mm. And in fact, we've not been here in the Premier League. We've not been here for a while. When we're talking of real money, top five money. I mean, you've had so many clubs have had big owners take over. Wolves, Leicester, you know, wealthy billionaires.
Yeah.
But, you know, single digit guys. Not, I mean, these Saudi chaps, you guys. That's an entire government.
Bruh.
Yeah.
That's oil money running the club, hundreds of billions,
heavy.
Or whatever they're at, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those guys who's like, oh, it's destroying football and all of that stuff. In my view, this is inevitable.
You can't keep...
Yeah, it's hard. Listen, first of all, football is not a sport for smart people. It's probably the dumbest... Football is probably the biggest sport, but run by the...
The dumbest people.
Guys are street smart, but they're not. There's a certain level of intelligence. And listen, by the way, I'm a football fan, and I'm part of this whole thing. But I think that many things that happen in football are such. There is a deficiency of intelligence in certain decisions.
Oh yeah.
But the way things are done. But anyway, back to the actual topic. No, so I don't think I'm not about this whole thing about, you know, it's going to destroy football. They need to put controls and stuff like that. In my view, it's going to make football more interesting. I do think there should be, and I don't know what controls they have in place, but I do think that, I mean, you shouldn't just allow, I think things like financial fair play, those are good things that are in place. So even if the team is owned by, the club is owned by, you know, billionaires or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a certain amount of money they can pump in. Like there's a structure that governs.
Yep.
They can't just put in 100 billion and buy, you know, Messi, Mbappe, Neymar, you know, all at once.
Yeah.
You know, there's something that will prevent you from doing that, which I think is good.
Yep.
But I'm actually excited. I'm like, so what is Newcastle going to become? Because last time Newcastle was strong was under Bobby Robson.
Yeah.
That was in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Newcastle has been jack shit since then.
True that.
Yep.
No offense to Newcastle fans, but they know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
you know, Dennis, aren't you a former Newcastle fan?
This is what makes this topic so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel? As in, now they have more money than... your current club.
More interesting, bruh. Comparing now,
you know, like your current club has no money.
Yes, bruh.
In debt, bruh.
Mad debt.
Yeah,
bruh. Over here,
hustling,
going to Uhuru for loans.
Mad, you guy.
Where did it all go wrong?
Yeah. Man,
so, do you mind giving our listeners some context?
Yeah.
So, back in the day, I used to be a Newcastle fan.
Right.
Yeah, I was, I don't want to say heavy, but I was definitely a Newcastle fan. I had t-shirts, I knew players, subscribed to their websites, literally, like, notification websites.
Yeah.
Weekly newsletters, everything. Yeah. Robert, Alan Shearer, and all these. And
Laura Robert.
Laura Robert, yeah. Yeah. My favorite Newcastle player up to this day, by the
way. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Until you guys started coming in, Mark Viduka.
Yeah. Oh, Viduka played for Newcastle. Played for Newcastle.
Yeah, Shea Given in goal, Bobby Arrow. Remember that?
Obafemi
as well.
Martins, he had Michael Owen at some point as well. My God.
The Ameobi brothers. Ameobi. Yeah. So, yeah, heavy, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But it's been a long time coming. I feel like I should explain my leave from the club.
Yeah, it's fine. Go ahead.
I left the club and I left the league as well, man. I mean,
yeah,
English football just didn't appeal to me as much anymore.
Right. Was this a period where, was this the, like, who was the dominant team when you decided to move to La Liga?
Where?
As if you're a player. when you're signed by Barcelona.
Well, in my time, when I signed for it.
Exactly.
Where? Which dominant team were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what was the state of the league?
Yeah, what was the state of the league?
Which you decided to leave?
Which league? Prem. Oh, the Prem.
Mm.
Ah, you were still in those, Arsene Wenger versus Sir Alex Ferguson, dude.
Mm.
A heavy rivalry. If I remember correctly, that whole rivalry of Henry was still definitely at Arsenal.
Yeah.
Sir Alex, Ronaldo was still young.
Yeah, just joined United.
I just joined United.
So it was Invincibles.
Yeah. Right when the Invincibles were now becoming invincible.
Exactly. That was what? That was 2009? 8? Was it?
Oof.
Later than that.
Earlier than that. No, earlier. Oh, definitely earlier than that. Definitely earlier than that. Like,
oh, no. 2008-09 was when United were the top team.
Yeah.
In the Champions League final with Barcelona.
Yeah, earlier than that. Yeah.
Okay. So that was probably 2004, something like
that. Yeah. 4-5 there. 3-4-5 there. 3-4-5 there. And I was watching heavy Spanish football at the time.
Okay.
Even before I even knew who, like, Barca was.
Right.
Heavy Spanish football.
Okay.
So I remember every time watching La Liga games, they just show random, like, skills. In the middle of a match, they just show a replay of, like,
they do that. Over. I remember. And the Premier League never used to do that.
So I love La Liga for that.
Yeah.
And then that time I just, like, fell in love with, like, now Barca, their playing style, the fans, the atmosphere.
Ronaldinho and Deco times,
right? Yeah. And then
Rafael Marquez.
Yeah. Van Bronckhorst and, like,
Van Bronckhorst, I remember.
Yeah. So yeah, it was when, like Frank Rijkaard was in charge.
Rijkaard was in charge. That's now when I delved in, stepped away from Tyneside.
Yeah, from the Tyneside.
Yeah.
Toonami.
Yeah, Toonami. But it's weird, man. I mean, our budgets have just swapped.
Literally swapped. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I feel like we up north.
Yeah.
These homies at the Camp Nou.
Proper.
Proper. So now I have to ask, because everyone's asking. Now that things are how they are, will you be at least keeping tabs
on Newcastle?
Yes.
No.
Oh, for real?
Nah.
Only just a switch.
No, it's switched tremendously. Yeah, no. It's
behind.
You won't even look
behind
at the results.
Nah,
like,
no.
Two normies behind.
It's behind.
It was
well behind a long time ago. I fell in love.
You were a different man.
Definitely. I fell in love with Newcastle at the time, but I fell in love with football with Barcelona. You get it?
Right.
I understood the game.
It's deep.
Yeah, and Barca. So I fell in love with the game with Barca. With Newcastle, it was more like a fandom thing, you know?
Yeah.
I like a team. This is my team.
Yeah.
But Barca, I appreciated the game more. And now that's my club.
Yeah.
So now I follow them more. Even though us guys are basically a slum now.
Oh, we are Barca. Yeah. Hustling.
Yeah. Compared to Newcastle.
And Luke De Jong.
Yeah.
You homie.
But what do you guys think of this whole tournament for Newcastle?
Yeah. So as I was saying, I don't think it spoils football. I think it will make it more exciting. I think it will be interesting to see how they develop the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like how they... I was telling someone that the way City did it, City had... They were going after youngsters who could potentially be world class.
Yep.
But then also going after good players bit by bit. So it's like a simultaneous kind of thing.
Yep.
And when you watch the Amazon documentary,
City.
You see how how deliberate they were in building that team.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious to know whether the Saudis who bought Newcastle have a similar deliberate strategy.
They're not.
I have a feeling Saudis are some.
Let me give you context.
Yeah. Let me just say they're not as sophisticated as the Qataris.
Before you give context,
We're
about to lose all of our Saudi listeners for this podcast.
They'll tune in. No, in fact, I think we'll gain some, but.
Yeah, because at the moment you don't have any. So
now we do.
That'll be a huge plus.
Right.
No, but I'm about to lose all of them.
What am I about
to
say?
Let me give you some context.
Right.
This same Saudi. The PIF group,
yes,
headed by Mr. MBS,
that guy heads everything Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
These are the same guys who are in charge of essentially same guys who give Vince McMahon money.
Oh really? Yes.
Yes.
WWE. Yeah. They even hosted the country hosted WWE at some point, right?
There's an event next Thursday.
Sunday.
Thursday. It's next Thursday. Yeah.
Next Thursday. So now let me give you some context.
Go ahead,
my guy, these Saudi bros asked this man, my guy, can you pull Yokozuna, bro?
Imagine.
Like bring him back.
Yeah, bring
him back. Isn't that cat like 60 years old by now?
That cat is dead, bro.
Oh, he died.
He died. Yeah. He's been dead for
so they're like what? 10, bring him back to 10,
20 years. But these Saudi bros, this is like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
That's Vince McMahon. Yeah, see, I heard you guys are coming. So you roll through with like Yokozuna.
Yeah.
And this is like,
Yokozuna is dead.
No, my guy. No, he didn't even tell them he did. He brought in some guy who looked like Yokozuna, dressed him up as Yokozuna.
Right.
And told him, he's there.
We got him.
Yeah, we got him. Yeah. But then, of course, I was like,
no, that's not the guy.
Not quite.
Yokozuna Lem.
It's an imitation, a bootleg version.
These guys asked for OGs, proper OGs.
The iconic characters.
This is the reason why we got like DX versus Undertaker and Kane in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
All like 56 years of them.
Right.
Okay, that match was bad. Like, these are guys past, these are old men. It was
proper.
The worst match
you've
ever seen.
Why was it? Why did you say it was the worst match? We're barely running.
No, this is perfect. This is fantastic.
United is about to score, guys. Dead guy, Ronaldo.
Just for listeners, we have United's game against Leicester in the background for context.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. Let's
keep going. Go on.
Because, first of all, HBK had retired. He's been retired for, close to 6 to 7 years now. So you're relying on Triple H to carry this match,
He's the OG that stayed in,
He's the OG that stayed. Kane is the mayor of fucking Knoxville, Tennessee. So it's
not Kane.
Like, for real, he's actually the mayor of Knoxville.
That's he's actually
crazy.
The mayor.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Tony, go on.
So he's not been in the ring for a bit.
Right.
Then you have the Undertaker, who's had how many surgeries, and he was in a state.
Right.
So. Who are you looking to carry the match, Triple H, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
The guy tears his pecking, like, inside 5 minutes.
Like, for real.
For real.
Unplanned.
Tore his pectoral muscles inside 5 minutes. So now, Shawn Michaels has to carry the match. And it was...
And what happened during the match when that happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
He just went downhill, man.
Okay, what happened was...
Like, did he...
No, he was flung out of the ring.
He did, but like he was just—he was an
injury. His arm was by his side like this for the rest of the match. But the moment it happened, we went outside. You can see Shawn Michaels talk to him, and he's like, "Nah, man, get the next one, bro."
Yeah,
it's like it's all on you now.
Right.
Take us home, and it was the drizzling shits.
Right.
Not no far worse. Behind though. I'd only compare that match to the match a year later. Was it a year later or 2 years then? Goldberg taker.
Mina, Leicester just scored, guys.
So you and Shoe.
After they get ahead. What?
And I just slated this guy before we got to the goal.
Bruh. Remember I was saying how United is on this seesaw? I th- think Ole is now out of his depth.
You know, enough of that. Because episodes we've recorded with you.
Yeah.
Now, Ole, I mean, I trust him, and he can take us. If he makes good signings, then maybe, no. I mean...
No, because I've seen that with the players that have been signed, the team should improve, but...
My guy, why are you appealing?
Because you guys had one of the best transfer seasons, like...
Yeah.
This season, yeah. Really good.
The best window you could have.
Good window.
Man. Amazing.
Sancho, Ronaldo, Varane.
Yeah.
That's solid. That's the best window you can have.
Yeah,
solid.
A midfielder, an attacker, and a defender.
Crazy.
Yeah. He's not found a way to get the best out of the team, man.
No. Actually, this ties back. I wanted to say this a while ago.
Yeah.
But Dennis has heard me say this.
Right.
When United signed all these guys, I was like, so, these are nice players that they have signed. But as long as Ole is in charge, nothing is happening with this team.
For a while. I mean, I've only started to buy into that this season.
Yeah.
I used to be like, ah, guys, just talking crap. The team, because the team has been improving since he came, year on year.
Yeah.
Improvement. But failing, that's the thing. Like last year, they should have beaten Villarreal in the final.
They
had no business getting to penalties. Game, yeah. They should have won that game 2-0 in normal time.
Yep.
And they got penalties and lost. And for me, obviously at the time I didn't think that, but now looking back and you know, being where the team is now, it's clear that he's not going to get the best out of this team.
No, I don't think he can.
I am starting to buy into that. I'm not quite there with that one, but I'm starting to buy into it. That he just can never. He'll never win anything with this team.
Let me upset some United fans.
Yeah.
Give this team to Mourinho, and they win a title.
Stand it.
Oh, you agree with me?
Stand it.
Really?
Oh, you don't.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. If Mourinho finished second with the team that he finished second with,
exactly.
He'll win something with this team.
He'll win something
proper.
With this team.
Yeah.
Proper.
Yeah.
Ole is substandard.
Yeah.
And I've always believed that. Ole is substandard.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
He's not good enough. He's an Everton coach managing at Manchester United.
Everton. There's some coaches, I mean, I never thought I'd actually say this, but I like Ole. Bro, let him just win leagues in Norway. You give him Everton, he'll still finish 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he relies on the quality of his players with this team. United, if you just look at how games would go, it's not some genius technical nous that gets United out of this away record. The away record is just
individual
players who step up.
Yep.
The away record that's about to die.
Pardon?
The away record that's about to die.
You know, I didn't
minutes away.
How many minutes?
9 minutes away.
Yeah, it's about to come to an end.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's deep.
This is actually funny. So for all listeners, just forward 9 minutes now and then.
Who was that?
Fuck yeah, nothing.
We jinxed it proper.
Rashford.
It's our first live stream of a game actually.
Now you see, that's individual. That's not some tactical, they changed something. That's just a moment of quality. And that was what was winning United these away games. Just moments of quality. Two, three players coming together and scoring a goal.
He's onside.
He's onside. Rashford's a killer, man.
Finish.
Yeah, you can finish. Meanwhile, Lindo here just through passing, bruv. This nigga is getting assists from centre back, but can't defend for Jack.
I've always felt Lindelof.
Yeah.
Is kidogo slighted.
Really,
he feels he's good. A lot better than people give him credit for.
Right.
You know, we wanted to.
What a brother!
Oh my god. Who's that? Vardy, yeah?
Vardy James. It's 3.
Now that record is gone.
It's done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a goal, Jesus.
You know, there's certain. I was thinking about United, there's certain signings that they've made that we're never going to get them what they wanted. Signing like Aaron Wan-Bissaka, amazing defender.
Yeah.
But United plays with the expectation that your fullback will provide an attacking threat.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw has done it. Bissaka does nothing when it comes to offensive play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Besides taking niggas out. God damn.
A proper yellow card afterwards.
You got all those defenders.
Him and Salah going nuts.
And this home is like what? Oh, really? Yeah?
Now they're tied again.
Wow.
7-7, I think.
And he's like 33, right?
33. Southgate said, nah, man, I don't see you playing for England anymore. But yeah, he's collected like 2 golden boots since.
Southgate is another.
He's another Ole. He's English only. Let me know.
Just has a team of outstanding players. That's, just quality is what's getting him by. But in United match, coach, by the way. What Southgate?
Yeah. By the best when only gets oh, best group. Yeah, Southgate.
Ah, come on, man. You that so shit can happen here.
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean? Yeah. It's going to happen. Because Conte is going to just get that Newcastle job nicely.
Oh, you think you'll go to Newcastle?
Yeah, easy. A blank check next season.
Right.
He survives.
And he's like a blank checks. He wants the players he wants. Yeah. That's why he left Inter.
Yeah.
Of course, he'll bring in Victor Moses.
Victor Moses is his guy. That guy will collect that guy out of retirement. Come play for me, bro.
You're starting tomorrow.
You're starting tomorrow. At his house. Like, I just joined the team. I haven't even trained. No. Lagos. You're in the team.
You're in Lagos, man. What do you mean?
Wait, I feel like we veered off. We were on Newcastle, right?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. Actually, let me tie it back together because I was talking about the Saudi shit and Ken Avestic, man.
Yes.
You're asking me about whether these guys are in touch.
Yes.
My point was, if these Saudi guys are asking for Yokozuna,
yeah,
who died like Sijui 6 years ago,
yeah,
these guys are going to straight up ask for Messi and Stoneface. These Saudi guys best believe they're going to go to PSG. They go to PSG and say, we want Messi. But how much do you want?
The Qataris are not going to let Messi go.
Of course not.
Definitely. And Messi also, he wants to play with his homie.
Of course. Messi is going back to Barca. His plan is to go to PSG.
Not even.
If he can't go back to Barca, he'll go back to Argentina.
I thought he'll just finish his career at Nini. How old is he now?
He's 34 now.
34?
Turned 34.
So he probably has what? Max 3 more games? Yeah. 3 more years?
Yeah. So he's 34 now.
Ronaldo's 36.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
But even with these Qataris, man, it's just, it's all like the country will keep him there. Not even just the Qataris, Paris are going to keep him there.
Yeah.
By any means necessary.
Right.
They're just trying.
I think it's just until the World Cup, and then after the World Cup passes, then they can.
A lot of things are going to change after that World Cup.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of things are going to change.
He's an ambassador for the World Cup.
Messi, yeah?
Yeah. That was part of his deal.
Right.
So is Xavi as well.
Yeah, because it's in Qatar.
It's in Qatar.
Xavi is playing in Qatar.
He's coaching.
Is he playing or coaching?
He's coaching in Qatar. Coaching. Doing so well.
Yeah, his team is playing well. Eh?
Yeah.
I saw a goal they scored.
Yeah.
And you could tell like this is a Xavi coach.
Yeah, it's from Barca, from what's the academy called?
La Masia.
La Masia.
Okay, yeah. It's literally Cruyff, Pep, then Xavi.
Wow.
It's a whole system. Literally, you can see the goals that they
similar.
Score and coach.
Yeah.
Very similar. Very similar.
One of those goals that came straight from the keeper, my guy.
Yeah.
Just pass.
Yeah. Pass.
You skip the replay.
No long balls.
Yeah. Nothing.
Skip the replay. L2 call your player. X Mad. Pass.
Proper.
Mm-mm. 2 minutes later, go.
That's crazy.
Madness. My Xavi, I already know he's going to be a great coach. He's going to be Barca's Zidane.
Yeah.
I'm calling it now. You can see that. I'm calling it now. You've heard it here first on the African Gents.
We all know it, by the way. Barcelona, we all know it. We don't want him to come right now.
Yeah.
Because your club is in this.
We want a coach who can ride the shit out and the bad wave to get us like in a stable position. Then now we can coach Xavi when things are more stable.
And you guys think Koeman is that guy?
Fuck that.
People that don't like him.
To leave like yesterday, bro.
Oh, really? Yeah?
This guy needs to bounce. Weak. I was telling Danny of like with the Everton of Spain.
Right now.
Just yeah.
What position are you in? Like sixth or something?
At the moment, I think we're like sixth or seventh. With a game in hand, but still.
Where Everton are.
Yes.
Yeah, that's whack, man. Terrible. That's whack.
Even though we've had like a lot of injuries, but still.
The money they spent, Barca shouldn't be there. We have guys like Dembele, Coutinho.
Ansu Fati.
Although you didn't spend money on Ansu, did you?
No, academy. Our academy is literally our future. That's the thing that's keeping us motivated and hopeful.
We've got the best young players, huh?
Yeah. Gavi, who had brilliant international
debuts.
Yeah.
It was his actual international debut.
Yeah, he was. He was. Played amazingly.
And you've got this Pedri guy.
Yeah. Ansu coming back from injury.
Right.
Many young guys. Yeah, exactly.
3 years in a row. And he's like 14 years old.
Exactly. Yeah,
like $1 billion, nene. Billion euro clause.
Yeah.
I'm a skinny, I feel for Ronaldo.
Ronaldo must be just...
He needs...
What did I get myself into?
He would have succeeded in this team if he had a better coach.
Yeah.
If like Allegri was in charge of United.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez.
Actually, Tim, how did you feel about his signing when it happened?
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
I thought he was finished.
When he came to United?
Yeah, I didn't expect him. I didn't expect him to score goals. I thought it was just, I was excited from the nostalgic point of view, but I wasn't, now we'll have, a 30-goal season, man. So, 30-goal man this season. Yeah. No, I didn't think that. I think he was done. Defenders will shaker him. But he started the season well.
Yeah.
Damn.
Jimmy Vardy's so good at that.
Yeah. He is. It's experience. Stopping player.
A wily fox, this guy.
Yeah. But I wasn't
pun intended.
It's nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah, but I wasn't super excited,
For Ronaldo signing.
Yeah. In terms of what he would bring to the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't I was excited, but let me know. I was not, my expectations were not as high as
he was going to bring like too much.
No, I didn't think he was going to, as I say, I didn't think he was going to bring, the 30 goals or whatever. I didn't think that.
Yeah.
Hopefully he will, but I didn't think that.
I have learned.
Yeah.
Personally, I've learned from back in the day.
Yeah.
When it comes to Ronaldo and Messi.
Yeah.
Never count these guys out, man.
You can't, yeah.
Or you can't sleep on these guys.
No.
They're
abnormal, man.
About them, man.
These fuckers have scored. These
4-2. Who's that, Amate?
Patson Daka.
This guy actually scores goals, huh?
He does.
Where's he from? What country?
Patson. That guy is on the world. He's from the continent. Ghanaian. African gen shout out Patson. Well done.
Look at these average guys. Freaking Scott McTominay. There's some. Now, this is where. Let me show you. This is where the. What's the phrase? Anyway, this is where the average guys stand out to be average. Yes. The Freds, the McTominays, this is where boss the Mulikwa,
yeah, it's true.
Even good players like Bissaka, this is where they're exposed.
He gave away the foul for the goal.
He did,
Yeah, he did. It was his foul.
So for our listeners, United have just conceded.
See, that's why Lindelof's not in the team, man.
He started.
But he's the third choice defender.
Yeah.
Behind Varane and Maguire.
Wait, so it's between Bailly and Lindelof.
Lindelof is ahead of Bailly.
Bailly's injury prone, isn't he?
He's injury prone, but Bailly
more solid than Lindelof.
He's more solid. He commits less errors.
Yeah.
But he doesn't contribute as effectively as Lindelof.
Yeah, we almost tried to sign him, I think 2 seasons ago.
Lindelof. Lindelof?
Yeah.
You should have signed him.
He could have done well at Barcelona.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
To me, he's better than this Araujo guy of yours.
Oh, no. Araujo is. He's been our best Araujo? Player this season.
Really?
Araujo is. Defender. Yeah, so he's a defender.
He's playing in place of the French guy, Lenglet.
So Lenglet is fit, but now Araujo has,
And he's playing ahead of him.
Ahead of him. Dude, Araujo has been our best player this season.
I'm a Minguesa believer.
What's your defense?
Minguesa is best.
Okay, actually. So, Barca fans, Danny doesn't watch a lot of Barca games. So, they'll get pissed off when they hear Minguesa.
What's the team? Just name the team.
Our, immediate starting lineup.
Yeah, help or two. Oh, nothing.
No, I feel for him. He's trying. You can see on his face.
Of course he's trying, man.
He always does. That's the one thing I credit him for. He works hard.
You see what United does, huh? And United fans have been saying this for the past year, and I've been dismissing it. Ole doesn't... He's a textbook guy. You have a group of very good players. What is the best... what is the best way you think these guys should play?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the best formation? 4-2-3 or whatever. As opposed to someone like Pep, who's like, this is how football should be played.
Yes.
Yep.
And we will make, out of these 22 players we have, 15 can play the way I want football to be played. The other 7 have to replace them with time.
Yeah.
In my view, the guy who does that is the one that is the one that now brings results.
So mm-hmm. Sticking with your philosophy, as we were talking about before,
yeah.
The Moneyball thing.
The what?
With the, like Moneyball, sticking to your philosophy.
Sticking to your philosophy, exactly.
Guys of Pep, like, this is exactly how we're going to play.
This is how we're going to play.
We have these players,
yes.
Yep.
This is how we're going
to play. This is how we play.
Yep. Guys, to be guys like Pep, guys like Klopp,
yes.
Like, nah, this is how we're going to play.
This is how yep. we play.
Don't care who the players
even
are.
Sean Dyche, bro.
Even Sean Dyche.
This is how we'll stay in the Premier this League. Guys given £10 million a year.
Yeah. You sign a guy for £250.
Bruv.
This is how we are playing. I don't care what's going to happen, but this yeah. is how we're going to play.
Yeah.
This is how I see us. This is my philosophy of the club.
Yeah.
And we'll succeed. And sure enough, mm. believe in the philosophy, they succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why this. Yeah, and you're right. I see that with Ole.
Mm.
There's no, as I've never watched, there's no plan. I don't know how United plays. Up till now, I don't know how they play.
So I disagree with when people say there's no plan, because there's clearly a plan, but the thing is, there is no distinct philosophy to the coach.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The coach is, it's like he's reading a textbook.
Yeah.
And he's like, we have these type of players.
Mm-hmm.
You analyze them. This is how we should play. As opposed to being like, as a coach, this is how I will want my players to play football.
Yeah.
And this is an original way of playing football that I have decided I will make my own. I've created.
Mm.
And the great coaches have done that.
Yeah.
Even Fergie did that.
Yeah.
The beauty of Fergie was that guy switched up his shit so many times.
So
United
many
played
times.
In different ways over the years.
Yeah.
But it was Fergie just found a way of, when he'd find the best way to play, nigga, it was the best way. And he would get results.
With the tools that he had.
This dead guy shaking hands. And
whoa. Yes, so United have just lost.
And then he'll give the most vanilla press conference ever.
With a smile on his face. Right. It is a madness.
4-2. 4-2 Leicester.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dead. 4-2, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Way 4-2 is a whack way to lose.
They have to go to Bergamo and just lose to Atalanta next.
Yeah. Let me check out Leeds. Let me check out Leeds, what's happening.
So
mm-hmm.
Squid Game.
So wait, before we go to Squid Game, I don't know, I'd like to round things off.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah,
Newcastle.
Yeah, we didn't finish that.
So Danny, I don't think we got your view. What is your view?
I'm conflicted.
Okay. Okay.
I've checked. What's checked?
What you on about, man?
past tense of checked.
Okay.
Beyond future tense of checked. Checked.
In your lingo.
In my lingo.
Gotcha.
No, I have checked in with some Newcastle fans on my TL. Mm. And here's the thing.
Shout out Gideon, by
the way. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The Brower. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
Mm.
Most of them are ecstatic that they have their club back.
They just wanted to get rid of Ashley.
Yeah, that was the thing. Ashley's right. out.
Right.
Thank God.
Right.
The problem is, yeah, they didn't really have control over who came in.
Right.
Of course, you know how the Saudi regime is, isn't it?
Mm.
And you know, yeah. Check out the past.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm
slightly controversial.
Yes.
Slightly. Yeah. Slightly.
Just a tad.
You know, no. let me watch my words out.
It's calm. It's okay. My guy, we've been on this podcast slating the Saudis.
I was gonna say no murder involved.
Bruh!
Hello.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, bruh. Those guys, they're controversial.
That's...
I mean, everyone knows, to be honest. So.
Yeah, but then
that's even why it took a while to
yeah.
to complete the deal, because right? They had the one of the reasons. So.
Yeah, the Premier League had to essentially assure multiple groups, including like Amnesty International, like, nah, this group is not run by the Saudi government. It is just
independent.
It's independent.
Yeah.
But it's really not.
It's not. There's nothing independent. The chairman is
MBS.
Of course.
Literally.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No human rights violations.
Wink. Exactly. Of course. But then the common consensus about around Newcastle fans is, yeah, but what can we do, man?
Right.
Yeah.
What can we do?
Right. What do you mean? What can we do as in?
What are our options?
Or like, as a club?
They know the record with these guys that are coming in.
Yes.
But what are their options?
Oh, so if Ashley bounces, so what else do we have on the table?
No, as in these guys come through, but they can't necessarily stop it.
Okay. Okay.
Like, of course, yeah, they know, but no, there's nothing they can do.
Right.
As in, their hands are tied.
Right.
It feels like their hands are tied in this situation.
Right.
So, they're aware.
Yeah.
So, in their minds, they're happy this is, that Ashley's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that shit later. But so far, because let me tell you, as far as we will slate these guys, as they deserve to be slated,
mm-hmm.
Saudi guys, through their PR,
mm.
is quite good.
Mm.
It's quite good.
They do a good job.
Yeah, doing a good job.
Proper.
I mean, to be able to secure a Premier League team by UPR is... That's very good.
It's quite something.
Yeah.
It's quite something.
Yeah.
So, man, it feels fucked to say this, but the murders and the Khashoggi shit might be swept under the rug for now.
Yeah.
It sucks, but... That's where they are right now.
Mm.
Also, I saw this tweet. As I can tie this into the next segue, I saw this. You know, you've seen the meme for Squid Game, where the old man is dancing, and then the old man is also in the corner is huddled up.
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen that
no,
one?
No. I really haven't seen the memes. I watched the show and just sort of got on with it. I chatted to a couple of friends about it.
Let me tell you, the best thing about content in the modern era is the memes that follow.
Yeah.
Oh, they
can be very funny, man.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So there's a meme.
Yeah.
Do you remember the episode of before the... Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Great spoiler alert, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone who hasn't watched Squid Game,
spoiler alert,
we're going to spoil the shit out of it.
Spoiler cast Squid Game. We warned you last time, so now
okay.
It's... Yeah,
right.
We warned them last time. So
it actually
segues into the Newcastle thing as they can round it off, yeah?
Right.
So,
how the two tie is just hilarious.
It's a mad thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, Tactical Times posted this. Mm-hmm. I have to shout them out because they're the best.
Mm-hmm.
So... the state of football.
Yeah.
Essentially, the meme was the state of football,
right.
Which is the old man in the corner huddling up.
Yeah.
This is the episode where he peed his pants.
Yes, when he was starting to get sick. Huh?
Exactly. Before the marble shit.
Oh, starting to get sick.
Right.
Fuck that twist.
Bruh.
Get to fucking that.
We'll get there. Yeah.
But when he was in the corner.
Yeah.
That's the picture. Was like the state of football.
Right.
And then versus the game of football.
Okay.
Where this is Uktu playing red light, green light. Is this vibing?
In the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nigga was smiling and people are getting capped right in front of him.
Exactly.
I found that creepy as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So initially I was like, so I need to sneak this in. Initially I was like,
he's Amze.
Yeah.
Should have been hit number one. Actually.
Yeah. So I was like, so at that point I didn't know he was the mastermind.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I was like, this guy, these are his last days.
Yeah.
So he's obviously gonna enjoy the game. He's happy to. Yeah. He's having fun. He's happy to be there. But then, as the thing went along, is when I started to think, you know, it's a little more than that.
But
I did not. I was never sure he is the mastermind. I was never sure.
Brilliant storytelling. Brilliant.
It's the point where he pissed his pants. That's when he threw us all off.
Okay.
Remember when the alarms were blaring?
Yes.
Now the episode I'm talking about, the alarms were blaring.
Yes.
Because like we need to get up.
Yes.
But he was stuck in his like
in the bed.
Yes.
And he couldn't get up because he peed his pants. And
right.
That's when I knew. That's when they threw us. Essentially, a red herring. Like, like, nah, it's not him.
Right.
He just confused us. Like, it can't be him.
It can't be him, yeah. Yes.
Petrified. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, he's sick and stuff, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. In closing.
Okay.
For the Newcastle thing.
For Newcastle. Okay. It's essentially the game of football versus the state of football. The state of football right now is fucked.
Okay.
It's in trouble. Football is
in trouble. How?
We have a World Cup next year, which should not be happening in Qatar.
Because of the human rights stuff.
All of that shit.
And it's in December as well.
And it's in December. There's so many things wrong with that World Cup.
I didn't realize it was in December.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the plan that FIFA wants to do this every 2 years now.
FIFA, I told you, lack of intelligence. These are all mugs. Exactly. All mugs who just want to make money. They don't understand, you know, players' bodies and recovery. They don't understand all that shit.
All this shit with, like, the Nations League and more games.
First of all,
stupid. I'm
not even embarrassed to say.
Yeah.
I was surprised when France won something. Okay, me, I was like, okay, international break.
Yeah.
I was like, in my mind, these were like Euro and World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah.
Then I'm seeing a cup being lifted.
Yeah.
I don't know, this is a semi, this is a final. I'm like, what the hell? I had no idea.
Nations League.
And Kina Pogba so happy, bruh. That's some whack. Who the hell cares about? I didn't even know it existed. Not existed. I didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know it was happening.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's what I said, the state of football.
I understand you.
Versus the game of football.
You got you.
Yeah. Because
football is fucking amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
Like, amazing. Last week, yeah. Not last week, but like the last round of games was internationals. You know?
Right.
The last game week.
Yeah.
When we played Brentford.
Yeah.
This is a Prem.
Yeah.
Then Champions League.
Yep.
Seeing Messi score for PSG was a move, man. Honestly, I thought that was great for football. Messi scoring for PSG.
I did not see that goal.
Champions League.
Oh, against City.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that goal.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I saw that goal. That was a ridiculous goal, by the way.
Yeah. When a goat is still goating.
Goating.
Just goating. Goat life,
yeah, proper. Speaking of goats, João Cancelo, in my view, is.
He's top tier.
Yeah, top tier.
He starts top
him
tier.
Him what's his name? TAA.
Yes, good. Yeah.
On either wing, those are what we call modern, not even modern, those are futuristic fullbacks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you'll find players like that.
Yeah, for sure.
They're just anomalies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've not set you some new standard. Yeah. They're just anomalies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah.
They've changed the way football is played.
Yeah. They're freaking attacking midfielders, playing fullbacks.
Yeah. How?
With their attributes.
Crazy.
Our right back is our best chance creator.
Isn't he the league's best chance creator?
Yes, he is the league's best.
Among the top three.
In fact, even like 2 seasons ago, wasn't it your right back and your left back?
Yes.
It was both Trent and Robertson.
Yes.
Although I don't like Robertson. Robertson is a
shithouse.
I don't like guys who are about that shit. He's an asshole.
Robertson is a guy.
Boss, he's the guy who gets me sent off. Such a guy. I'll get a red card.
I see Robertson.
Red card.
I'm like, yo, this guy called me the N-word.
Bruh.
Why I love Robo the most. Just that a
guy, shit house. That guy, any winger, he works any winger up. If I played against him, I was playing on the wing somehow, I'd elbow him.
Of course.
Man. Yeah, even before the game starts.
Proper.
Yeah, I'd get sent off
shaking hands.
In the changing rooms. Clean.
Proper.
I just feel like he took
get sent off before the game
on
starts.
My hands before the game starts.
Proper.
That guy threw Messi's head into the ground, but that's when I knew this guy does not give a shit.
In that accent. That accent, boss.
Yeah.
but he apologized because it was the amp of the game and everything.
Yes.
But still.
And
but
he's a quality player.
I don't care who you are today.
Yeah.
I am beating you.
Yeah. And it was the thing of, I'm
playing against you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which I love. On the pitch.
On the pitch. We're not friends.
Exactly.
And I'm getting into your head, boss.
Of course. Yeah.
By force.
Yeah. Until I get sent off.
Pronounce my name.
Bruh.
Robert.
There's something to be. It's, let me tell you, it's one of football's lost arts. Shithousery.
Yeah, shithousery used to be big in the early 90s.
My guy, let me tell you, 80s. It's alive and well right now. It's just slick.
Yeah.
Shithousery.
It's not as out there though.
Oh, bro, you need to get onto a Twitter account called Football Shithousery, and you will see.
I think they're on Instagram. I think I've seen them.
They're on Instagram alive. And on Twitter.
Yeah, I think I've seen them.
It is alive and well. Football Shithousery is alive.
It happens.
Oh,
it does happen. Yeah.
I'll give an example. This past week.
Yeah.
Emil Forsberg. You know, he plays for Ajax, Swedish.
Is he a keeper?
No, striker.
Forsberg. I know the name. I just got a tall guy. I remember him.
He promised one of the ball boys.
Yeah.
No, she it was a ball girl.
Yeah. Ball girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of a ball girl.
That's dope. Many.
Okay.
No, shut up. Leave the phrasing alone.
So many puns.
That's what he said.
I know. I said, leave the phrasing alone.
That's hilarious.
Fair enough.
So, there's a lot of ball girls in the league. I know all of them by name.
Actually, that reminds me of something else you used to talk about.
Right.
Go on with your story first. We'll
get to that. Anyway, he promised the ball girl that he would give her his shirt after the game if she kept the ball for an extra 20 or 30 seconds.
Okay.
Like whenever it comes to on the corner for
where she is,
the opposing team are there. I can't remember who are playing. If you get the ball, just hold on.
Oh, if it's the opposing team's throwing.
Just hold on. For a close 20 or 30 seconds. Right. I'll give you my shout out to the game.
Right.
And she was like, sir.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah.
And afterwards, here's my shirt.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Straight up shithousery. And you can.
And she's a chick, so also the players won't be.
Yeah, they can't.
They won't do some hazard shit.
Just like, can I.
Yeah. Or start asking for a different ball, but there's no other ball.
Exactly.
But time is still going.
It's alive and well. It's just changed.
It's changed because shithousery involved two-footed tackles without free kicks. Once upon a time. Have you guys watched The Damned United?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Amazing. I watched it on a plane. I'll never forget. I was on a flight from Dubai. I wanted to watch it twice, nigga.
Swearing on the plane.
Bruh. Nigga, I watched it. I was like, let me sleep for now and watch this shit again, bro. I watched another 20 minutes. I was like, okay, Tim, you need to... Watch it again later.
We're about to land.
Bruh.
Give me my respect was high.
Yeah.
But even a more renewed respect for Brian Clough.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that guy was an amazing coach.
I love guys who just, bro, you have you've committed to do something your way and you're going in. You're not thinking about whether it will work or not.
Yep.
You've decided this is what you're gonna do. You get buy-in from the guys you're working with. Nigga, you make it happen, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing. You need to get the buy-in to make it happen. You can't just impose.
Then that shit of now, let's say now you're let go by whoever you're working for.
Right.
I'm like, ah, it's cool. I will succeed.
Yes.
And when I succeed, I'll rub it in your
face. In your face, bro. Face. Yeah.
That shit.
Yeah.
It kills me.
Yeah.
You're talking about shithousery.
Right.
This topic, eh?
Yeah.
Have you heard that story about Michael Jordan and the time he invited his high school coach to his Hall of Fame induction.
No, I haven't heard
basketball Hall of Fame induction.
I haven't heard the story. No.
Michael, because he was cut from his high school team.
Yes, I know he was cut from his high school team.
So he invited the coach.
The coach who cut him, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
To his NBA Hall of Fame induction.
That's shithousery.
And then, my guy, he slated him for a cool 5 minutes.
When he gave a speech.
He's accepting speech. He's bro. I invited my high school coach here. He's like, yeah.
He said, I never made it. I never make it.
Exactly.
Didn't even let me get on the team.
Called him out. Straight up. Exactly. Yeah.
That's what
Yeah, nigga.
That's
what's me now. Look. That's look. Fun. NBA Hall of Fame. That's a goat.
Hilarious.
Then that's I also heard Steve Harvey.
He's
trending this week.
Oh, really? Yeah.
His outfits.
I saw, I've seen his outfits. They made him Super Mario and stuff.
Apparently, Steve Harvey sends a TV every year to his high school teacher who told him he'd never be on television. So every year, Steve Harvey sends this nigga a TV. every Christmas.
That's dope.
TV. Just a cool reminder.
Here's another 70 inch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just cause, yeah? Dennis, Idris, cause I can.
Yeah.
Just because I can.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the people who tell those people Steve Harveys, the Michael Jordans, you can't do it, is because they only know one way of doing things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Steve Harvey is a more clear thing. You know, to this day, many people think you can't make it if you're going to be on TV.
Yeah.
Or in media. They think that's sort of there's only a...
It's not a real thing. It's not a real thing.
Like, you're lucky if you get to be big from that.
Yeah.
But people do it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
My God. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
The biggest flop on the reel I've seen.
Right.
Cardi B was on Love & Hip Hop. Never forget that shit.
But even before that, that chick was on the pole.
She was on the pole, bro.
She was on the pole. Love & Hip Hop. Now...
Bruh.
My guy, to book Cardi, fuck.
She's the top female hip hop artist.
Yeah.
Maybe Nicki Minaj.
Nah, it's Cardi.
Yeah, I'd say it's Cardi because she's more current.
Nicki Minaj, right now,
after that vaccine right shit, it's Cardi.
What vaccine shit?
See Nicki Minaj over there saying anti.
No. She didn't say that. She's not anti. She's not anti vaccine.
She didn't say she's anti.
Yeah.
Why look at you defending.
Of course, because I know where. Yeah.
Cause. Her brother's. What? What was it? Someone. What was the story? Her sister's boyfriend or something?
Yes, so I think. I might be confusing this. Her cousin apparently got some mad.
No, her cousin's man then.
Yeah, got some mad problems from getting the vaccine.
Right.
Apparently, he didn't get mad problems.
Yes, probably.
What was said was his nuts swollen.
He became infertile and like.
I don't believe those infertile stories.
Nah.
For the vaccine. I mean,
here's the thing. It was funny because even the guys of whatever.
Yeah.
Where's she from?
Fuck.
Trinidad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trinidad.
Health Ministry said.
Yeah.
There have been no reports
of infertility.
Any side effects.
Yeah.
With the vaccine.
Yeah.
So, Miss Minaj, you tell your famo
to
contact us.
Right.
Because we've not had any. Story.
Your shit is not related to the vaccine.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Right.
So, if you search some places on the internet, the ethers, they're not so nice places.
No.
I'm talking about Reddit.
Just so you know, Reddit.com, look it up.
You will know this is a diversionary tactic. This whole thing about Nicki and the vaccine.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Okay, just explain.
Nicki and she's seeing Safari right now.
No. She's seeing Safari.
No, she's not.
I thought she's married with
she's
a child.
Married. Oh, no, Safari was years ago.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, she was seeing Safari at some point.
Yeah, she was.
Nigga, this Safari guy. How is this?
No, not Safari.
Huh?
Not Safari. I was thinking Safari looking at.
He's the guy who also has a baby, right?
No. Yeah.
But she is married. She's married. It's not Safari, she's married.
She's married.
To some average nigga. Some unknown guy who has like a rape case or something.
That's the guy. Yeah. Right.
Both
her
and him apparently have been bullying said victims over said allegations.
Like the rape allegations.
Yes. Trying to get them to keep quiet. And it was picking up steam that Nicki and Amanda are doing. So what does she do? Just to throw people a wig way?
Yeah.
Vaccine tweet. So now everybody's talking about vaccine.
Ah, I can see that. Yeah, just diverting attention. Nigga, we do that so well in Kenya.
Standard.
It was done yesterday.
To me, I was like, this is...
The usual.
Yeah.
The usual. Throw just a wrench in the side. Nah,
What did they do yesterday?
Kenya was done yesterday.
Oh, okay. Got you. Sorry, I'm saying because I've been... I've not watched news in a while, bruh. And even Twitter, I've not been on Twitter in 2 weeks, pretty much. And the 2 weeks is like 10 years when it comes to Twitter.
It's so true.
To be fair, you can give him an example of yesterday.
Yeah.
A certain, I wouldn't say a presidential candidate, because he has not said a presidential candidate.
Do we even have any official one? We have like one.
Yes, we have like one.
And that's Jimmy Wanjigi. Is it even official?
He's saying it.
Yeah, it's so not I official.
That's official or not.
They say a lot of things.
Anyway.
Right.
It's a certain individual. Was passing through a certain city. Town. City. Town.
Where there were lots of...
It's a city or town. It's a city.
Yeah, it's a city.
Both. It's both. It's a town city. City it's a town.
I feel like it's a city. I feel like it can you get that.
You know, I was going to say it's a titty. Town and city.
Yeah!
That's why he was passing through.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
oh, shit.
Anyway, yeah, that's dead. Oh my god. Yeah. In a large gathering.
Okay.
Welcomed him. And he turned into a pseudo Raila.
Right. Wait, you're talking about?
Raila.
Raila, okay.
He's trying to be coy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, it's too late.
For international viewers.
Exactly. Anyway,
the Googling Titi in Nairobi.
Exactly.
For the city.
Who is this guy? It's a city called Titi.
Yeah.
Morris, by the way.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah,
he passed through and then he turned into a rally. But rallies are banned in the country.
Right. Of COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, because of COVID.
Yeah.
But then it was a full on fucking rally.
Right.
And he was over here towering, like, over his car talking to guys.
Through the sunroof.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He had, like, mic and everything.
Right.
But then it was made very apparent.
Yeah.
By our parents, which I appreciate. Like, no, it was not a rally.
Yeah.
You just happened to be passing.
He was passing.
City.
Right.
Yeah. Just passing.
And just people gathered around him.
Right.
And it just so happened that they all
there were hundreds of people.
At the same time.
Yes, at the same time.
There were just many pedestrians.
To see one guy.
Yeah, just to
they
see
just
him.
All happened to be
so
in this field.
You can't call it either a gathering or a rally.
They were just crossing the
not
road.
Planned, and they just all gathered coincidentally.
Yeah.
At the same time.
It's a weekend. They were crossing the road to go to the other side. There just happened to be many of them. And he was rolling through the city.
I find it fascinating how, as human beings, we find a way to
justify.
before justifying, like going around, like not manipulating. How do I put it?
It's actually reason.
It is manipulation, though.
I think it's and you do this with the law, with you know things. I mean, right now it's a law, right? So
it's
finding a way
that makes
to
us feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. But we do it with such intelligence to the point it's like, no, yeah.
It's scary, yeah.
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 You, like, that's a fair point.
Exactly. We twist the law.
Who
to
knows?
Our
how
advantage.
Can how can you prove that people didn't just gather, people just didn't happen to be there?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It's madness.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good game. Actually.
Shit, are we?
Which yeah, you can. Tomorrow we'll still be here. Yeah, so let's do Squid Game now. 9 hours later.
Which were your favorite games, actually?
When I say favorite, it's not like that I found it enjoyable. Like, I would have wanted to play that, no.
No, like, what was the game that engaged the most?
So there were two,
yeah.
Right? There was the one with the... obviously can't remember the names. The one where they had to carve out the shape from the milk.
The honeycomb shit.
The honeycomb thing.
Fuck. Yeah. That was...
With the metal rod. That was one
that
I found crazy.
Yep.
And then the walking across.
The red light, green light shit.
Not red light, green light.
Oh, the glass
light,
shit.
The glass shit. Oh. That one. First, that was actually the one that had me on edge. Because now that one I was thinking, what would I do?
Yeah.
Me, I'm dying, boss.
Yeah,
I'm dying.
Dude.
Because of this thing about you trying to recognize patterns.
I paused and I sat up. I'm like,
bruh. Yo. And then
mad.
What made it even more gripping was that, you know, there was a guy who could tell the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this nigga dies.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would why does he die? Like, what's...
After they switched off the lights.
Bruh.
Like, now this guy's...
Yeah. That's what happened,
yeah,
right?
They
yeah.
Because
they could tell. Yes.
Like, this guy, he's cheating. He knows.
Yes.
Switched off the lights. And then he actually turned back and said, they switched off the lights. Now I can't tell.
Yeah.
Then he just dies, like, afterwards.
Bruh, actually, that game stressed me out the most. more than any other game.
That one?
I was stressed, bruv. Because the three guys were falling. Nigga, I'm like, first of all, me. I was thinking of AT-AT. But first of all, I was like, is that glass even big enough? Yeah. How are two people on it?
How far is the fall?
How are people not looking down? Guys are just up or talking as if they're on the ground. Bruh, there's how many hundred feet above?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, what? Yeah, if you're scared of heights, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
You can't move.
Yeah.
You
got jumping. Yeah. How are you jumping onto yeah. what?
I see then you're to number seven.
Yeah. Bruh.
To move.
And how do you remember, like, bro, left, right, left, right? How?
See, that's how fucking Gion got fucked.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was like
his first step. He's like, guy, yeah. Was it left, right,
left, left, right.
Yeah, and he was confused because even me, I was like, nigga, even me, I don't know, banner. I need to rewind
all the way up there.
Bruh. Guy.
Damn.
And then afterwards. The end when the glass explodes. I knew that was a key thing because I was like, why would they make the glass explode?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Someone had to get injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then
it was that chick who got injured, who, by the way, is outstanding for that being her first acting
Legend.
Gig. That chick is apparently a model.
Brilliant.
Bruh.
Brilliant.
She was amazing.
Brilliant. Ooh. Super nerd, apparently.
Brilliant.
She's a super nerd.
Yeah.
I love it when chicks who are perceived as baddies,
yo,
generally people, yeah, you know, they're judged for by their appearance, but they've got much more to them. I like that story.
I love how nerd culture has become like just standard.
Right, right.
Like, you know, Meg. Meg the Stallions. Meg the Stallion.
Meg is a nerd.
My guy, Shizuku too, just talking about anime on Hot Ones.
Nigga, meanwhile, I find Meg the Stallion sexy as hell, man.
Yeah,
I find a fly.
Like, nigga, of course.
And you know, there's a hint of ratchet, but it's that ratchetness that you want, nigga, bro. You know what I mean?
I get you.
And she's confident. Hey, you gay.
Funny for me, it's the weeaboo shit that actually gets me.
The what?
Sorry. Weeaboo.
The weeaboo.
Weeaboo. No,
weeaboo. Weeaboo.
She's a weeaboo.
What is that?
It's an anime, man.
Yeah, that's why I do not know what that is.
Exactly. No, you're not meant to
the
know
only thing of anime
like
is Naruto and something else which pops up.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Just forget you heard that.
Right.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Weeaboo is beyond you.
Okay.
Unless you're like six animes in, then you're a proper weeb.
Right.
It's actually just anime nerd shit.
Okay.
But this, in the show she was called Sangbyeok.
Okay.
The girl we're talking.
How do you remember the names, bro?
Dude, even me, even now I can't remember the names.
I can't remember even the lead guy. I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah. Gihan Songwoo is the guy he fights.
Oh, but if you're into anime, then you're used
then
to.
Then you knowing. Can remember.
Yeah.
And is anime purely Japanese or?
Oh no,
or?
There's Korean anime, there's Chinese anime.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
but it's all Asian,
what,
right?
What anime is?
Yeah.
Is, I'll say Eastern Asian animated.
Okay.
Shit.
And is it all action based or is there anime that's?
Oh, it's not
it's
action
a mixture,
based.
Isn't it?
Oh, because. Naruto is action based, right?
Naruto is action.
That's the only, and I don't even know. I've never watched Naruto.
No, that's the only anime that you've heard of.
That I've heard of, correct?
No. There's this thing called slice of life anime.
Slice of life.
Yes, which is just like high school shit,
right?
Drama shit.
But they have these chicks in short skirts.
Exactly, and then you know this shit of like tripping and falling into a babe.
What? No, I do not know that. What is that, bro?
Yes, that's
falling and tripping into a babe.
Yes. Like somehow your head just finds itself like in between like up tits or something. That's
nigga, I didn't even know that was a thing. That is hilarious.
Yeah. That's
so that was that's what happens to dudes.
Some
a guy's walking, he's and then he trips.
He just trips and he finds himself just
in a chick's boobs.
Either that or like
and the chick is easy.
No,
that's episode 4.
She's not easy.
Are
she's
you?
Like, that's
she's
like episode 4. I'm kidding.
No, of course she's like, the fuck are you doing, nigga?
Right.
And then he's like, no, I literally tripped.
I just
and
fell
like this. And
I just
like,
happened to fall in your boobs.
Exactly.
They actually cushioned my fall.
Exactly.
So thank you so much.
That's actually how they talk. And then she's like, get the fuck. And then, of course, she punches him or like kicks him in the dick.
Yeah, and this and there's this like a blurred background and like a slow motion type.
Exactly. Yeah. There's various types of anime.
Okay.
There's that shit, then there's this depressing ass anime.
Okay.
Which is now what is on Netflix. There's this new one. It talks about, like, I can't remember what it's called. Like, essentially, it's a natural disaster movie.
Okay.
But it's anime. Wow. Essentially, like, a huge earthquake hits Tokyo and then the farmers deal. It's a genre. Like, essentially, yeah, like how you have, like, movie, like, you have action. Yeah, that's right. How anime is, actually.
Okay.
In terms of if you want to look for, like, movies or series, that's what anime is.
Right.
And it's an established genre, but we're getting sidetracked. It's a good game.
Damn it, yeah.
Let me talk about the game.
Okay.
I had a problem.
Okay.
With that game.
Okay.
The glass game. Okay. I had a very big problem with that shit.
Okay.
When I saw the game.
Yeah.
Initially, I was like, explaining the rules, like,
Yeah.
Why don't you step on the chuma?
That's like a good metal. Point. That's a good point.
You know, because they're they're like four metal beams.
Yeah.
Why don't you? If in case the glass breaks, step in a way that if the glass breaks, you step on the metal rod.
Right.
So you will not fall.
Right.
And then it will be like an instantaneous thing that you can just step onto the other one.
Yeah.
Like, because if you step like full force, the glass will break, right?
Yeah.
But you stepped in a way that like the rod will be there. So step on the rod, it breaks now. On the next
one. But also remember... They're not under threat.
Exactly, they're not thinking.
Under pressure. Yeah. But the last thing
mainly, nigga, there's a freaking giant doll that is shooting. No, it was the doll. No, it was the doll. Just seeing people.
Thing. No. This is the thing is you have a time limit, bro. The glass thing. I'm talking about the glass thing.
The glass thing. But I'm just saying generally, this is a.
High stakes, and you know
it's high stakes, and you could be shot. So my point is. If you try to subvert the rules, nigga, you can get a bullet in your head.
Shot. Yeah, you'll actually
so
because you're cheating. Because they kill cheaters.
Yeah. Bruh. Right, you see how guys were shot in the first one, the red light, green light.
Yeah.
Bro. Cheating, yeah. And a guy is just trying to balance. Smoked, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, fuck you.
Die. Nigga. And did you find it as gangster as I did that they weren't even many headshots? A lot of them were fucking heart shots.
Yeah, of course.
One shot to the chest, bro.
Like, you're not surviving. Dad, like, you're heart. Ended. Yeah, yeah.
No survival. Guy is shot. Guy is out, bro. Dead. Finished. Yeah. One bullet.
And then, look, they say, player, this eliminated.
Eliminated, bro.
Then even the more fucked up shit, after they shot you, you don't even have to be dead when they box you up, actually. In hindsight, because they see guys...
You're struggling.
Guys are still breathing, and they're still
like,
boxing you.
Box fire, and the guy's move your fingers.
But
nail your ass in. And cremate you.
And cremate you. But this player, now you can earn 400,000.
Money just dropping out.
Bruh. So for me, first of all, Danny, did you have something you wanted to sort of address?
No.
It was about the rules in that game. Okay.
All I was going to say was, that game, that's how they finessed
it. The glass panes?
Yeah, that's how they finessed it.
Okay.
That was not my favorite game. My favorite games were like Unit, obviously, and the marble shit.
I love the marble shit. That was my favorite game.
Oh, really?
That was my favorite game.
One had okay.
it was a game.
Yes. But yes.
It was just, so messed up in a nice way.
You guys. You do you.
Yes.
But here's the thing. One of you is not coming out.
One of you is not coming out. So you figure your shit out.
Exactly.
Which I thought is
gangster shit.
Yes, which is so what I found beautiful generally about Squid Game is how life, just the way the world works, is explored in every game.
Exactly. Yes.
So it's like you go into a corporation, a sales team.
Yep.
This is the reward.
Yep.
Here you go, guys. Mm-hmm. You know that if you sell X amount, if you meet this target, this is your bonus.
Yep.
And anything goes. Step on your colleague's toes.
Yep.
You know, do some underhand shit. All of that, anything goes. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Even here, you're fucking marbles.
To that point.
Yeah.
Did you notice that marble game, how there was always the supervisor watching every marble game. The guy was just standing there watching everyone play the marble game. Just waiting to see a loser.
Yeah.
Just waiting to see a loser.
Not even a loser. Just do you have the marbles after?
Yeah, bruh. If you have 10 marbles, whoever doesn't, matter. Doesn't done.
Matter. You have 10 marbles.
Done.
Yeah. Oh, so you have 10.
Yeah.
All right, bro, that guy is dead.
Bam.
Doesn't matter how you got them. If, yeah, that's. Yeah,
so I think that's how that investment banker finessed the
Ali.
The Pakistani guy.
Yeah, Pakistani dude. Yeah. Mad.
That was deep, man.
I feel that. I knew, though.
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Because I had, from the get go.
Yeah.
When Song Woo checked in, I knew this guy is sketch.
Right.
I just knew this guy.
You thought he was sketch, huh?
I knew. After red light, green light. Yes. Not helping, you know, his bro. Like you know, your homie go. You go
yeah, you go way back. Yeah, grew up with the guy.
And the bro is just telling you, you just survive, bro.
Yeah.
I'll link you after. You just survive. He's not even giving you tips. But then Ali was hooked to holding the pro tag.
Bruv.
By yeah. this.
Yeah.
And staying yeah. still, man.
Exactly. I know. Crazy. Like,
you will not die crazy. Here. Not today, bro.
Yeah, that was crazy. That
like,
was crazy.
Just that selflessness.
Yeah.
I was like, this is my bro.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for you regardless.
Right.
Because just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you see the guy falling and you're yeah. like, nah, not today, bro.
Yeah. And that's you and me. And now the bigger story, like, because I was always thinking about, I was just putting the world's context into the show. That's what immigrants do.
Yeah.
Yep. Immigrants come to the country.
Yep.
And they hold the locals up
yep.
by powering industries,
yeah.
essential
it's
industries.
It's
and it's a selfish thing. It's us against them.
It's mad.
They're the ones, I mean, without the immigrants, you have no toilet paper. You have no, I mean, even toilet paper is like pushing it. You have no fucking water.
You have no
oil that will power, you know, power the industries, things like that, you know.
It's crazy.
And guys just come to Jobo.
Yeah.
And it's literally saving your life, holding you by the scruff of your neck so you don't get shot.
Imagine.
Now I'm drawing parallels, brother. Now I'm
mad parallels,
it.
Nigga.
I'm seeing it. So the scruff of the neck shit.
Bruh.
It's holding your economy up. Immigrants.
The economy up, nigga.
You are dying. It's us.
Yes. Yet you still fuck us over. And
exactly.
Who fucks us over? The people in finance.
Oh my God!
So that guy made me think about the 2008-9 crisis.
Yeah.
How immigrants were fucked over.
Yeah.
All got laid off, blue collar workers and stuff.
Yeah.
So he fucked over a guy like live life. You know,
yeah.
not indirectly, directly.
No. Yeah, to his face.
Basically conned him.
Hmm?
Gave him stones, nigga, and he thought that was jacked, bro.
Jesus.
That was jacked.
He didn't deserve to go out like
he
that.
He didn't deserve to go out like that.
Mad.
Actually, I felt it in my chest.
Yeah, that was a deep one.
He was crying, bro.
I knew he was finessed.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the degree.
The degree.
In which he was finessed.
And he put it around his neck. There's also something about putting it around his neck.
Yeah, and then he even just jingled like, yes, here.
Yes.
These are yours.
Yes.
I thought, personally, like he'd finesse him out like one marble.
Right.
You
yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So
that's what I thought.
So
initially.
It's like he didn't necessarily lie to him all that much.
Right.
It's one of those like, oh, I just went one.
Yeah, yeah.
So in Ali's mind, like, actually, maybe I didn't count correctly.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But now, like, all of them, bro. I took all your shit.
Crazy.
You're about to say something.
Hey, no, because we need to wrap up. So as we wrap up, this is the question I want to ask the both of you.
Yeah.
What's good game?
Yeah.
Do you think it deserves a season 2?
No.
Why are people saying no?
Me
why,
too, bro. Why? No, I don't think
no.
so.
Why?
I think it ended like perfectly.
Really?
I'm an old school guy, all.
Right.
A perfect ending
right.
is an ending that leaves it to the viewer's imagination.
Mm.
Yeah, leave it to the viewer's imagination. How they want it to end in their mind is the perfect
Did you
ending.
Watch The Sopranos?
I did watch The Sopranos.
Sons of Anarchy is the same way, by the way. Just leave it to
I never watched
the yeah. Just leave it to the viewers.
I need to
imagination.
Get your opinion on Saints of New York at some point.
Oh yeah,
the Sopranos movie prequel thing that came.
I never watched it.
You haven't watched it?
No.
Oh no, it just came out like last week.
Okay,
so you should watch it.
Okay,
you finished it?
I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish?
I did finish it.
Oh, you need to
but
watch
I kind of I mean it was years ago. I don't remember so much.
Well, it's a prequel movie.
Right.
Yeah, so you should watch it.
I'll catch that. I don't know. I see what you mean by, you know, ending on a high kind of thing. Leave it to the imagination.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like, so my thing is, the themes are so rich.
Yes.
They can be explored further. That's my thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whether it's still playing the games, whether it's now delving into their lives,
yeah,
they can be explored further. That's just what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My feeling is, if you are going to do a Squid Game season 2,
yeah,
it's coming out in like 3 or 4 years
from now. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That would be cool, yeah.
It's not so coming out next year.
Correct. No, because that would now dilute the... Yeah.
For this, yeah, they better do it like 2-3 years from now.
Yeah,
three,
4 years. Let people wait.
Exactly.
Let people wait,
exactly.
Even forget.
Yeah, yeah.
Then just out of nowhere, Squid Game season 2.
Bah! And you twanger everything, like, everything. Yeah, not one by one. Mm-mm. Like all 9 episodes or
just,
10 episodes.
Just a tease of a triangle.
Bruh.
Finished, guys.
Yeah, memes from that tease.
Even in the theater, just a triangle.
Mad.
Mm-hmm. Mad. Finished, guys.
Standard.
Hi, guys.
We should wrap up.
We should.
Jim John, thank you for coming through.
Yeah.
Brilliant episode.
Always, man.
Uh huh.
Always.
Mr. DM.
Right. Let's plug our socials real quick. So, it's at the African Gents. At Twitter,
The African Gents Pod on Instagram. Yep. Yeah, I feel like we've plugged your socials more than enough, bro.
It's all good, man. You can plug it again.
Now I'm on MySpace.
At Mathematics.
Exactly.
MANTHE.
Tell them.
MATIKS.
There we go.
Dope. Instagram, Twitter.
Actually,
SoundCloud.
Even before we even round up, yeah, so, Chief.
Yes, sir.
This is the guy for our listeners.
Yes, sir.
Our intro music.
Oh, yes.
It's because of
this
homie.
It's because of this man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm liking this
oh,
homie.
Shit.
The
new
beats. Yes.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Yo, where'd you get that track? That track is dope. This is the homie.
This is the homie.
This is the homie.
Thank you, man. Uh-huh. Thank you, man.
Doing bigger and better.
It's pushing, man. Still learning, nigga. Still learning. Learning till I die, bro.
Absolutely, man. And you'll
catch me in a few years. Catch me in a few years. See what's up.
We will need to pay to have you on this podcast.
Nah, you won't ever have to pay, man. But someone else will pay me.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Yo. See you guys next time.
All right.
Boom.
Peace.